Katy Country 94 weather.
If your car needs some TLC from rough road conditions or simply has suffered damage recently, then DeVore Auto Body and Collision in Beloit is a name to know. They can fix up your vehicle and make it look great again. DeVore offers paintless dent repair, car and truck dent repair, rust repair to full refinishing. DeVore also offers 24-hour wrecker service, plus Doug and his staff offer heavy duty and semi-towing and does semi-body repair. Free estimates available by calling 785-534-1982. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, located at 700 Brooklyn Avenue in Beloit, here for you and your vehicle's time of need.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 86. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tonight, chance for scattered storms, lows dip down to about 63. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, highs level off around 87. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 81.
If there's something strange crawling in your hood.
Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
Bugs are invading fast, and it don't look good.
Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
They ain't afraid of no bugs.
An invisible itch when sleeping in your bed.
Ow! Who are you gonna call? We're all pest control.
Nah, don't try to beat them bugs alone.
Just pick up the phone and call.
With offices in Sylvan Grove, Otis, and Salina.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
A Kansas doctor saved his daughter when she became trapped by their overturned raft in a rushing Colorado river, but was unable to save himself. Dustin Harker, age 47, a neurologist from Hutchinson, was on a whitewater rafting trip Friday with friends from church and four of his 13 children when the accident happened in the Sunshine Falls area on the Arkansas River. The family had rafted the same river in previous years, but the rapids are more turbulent than usual due to high amounts of rainfall. Harker's sister-in-law Sharon said in an email to the Hutchinson News, a raft carrying Harker and three of his children capsized. Everyone struggled to get above water. In the tumult, Dustin threw the capsized raft off his youngest daughter, who was trapped underneath. She did not disclose the girl's age, did the sister-in-law. Everyone made it to shore, and Harker was even able to speak, but he had already taken on too much water and soon became unresponsive. He died despite CPR efforts. Cheryl Gonsalves, a marketing manager for Hutchinson Clinic, said Harker cared deeply about his patients. He was absolutely revered here, she said. Governor Laura Kelly traveled to Fort Hays State University to participate in a ceremonial signing of House Bill 2290, which creates a strategic affiliation between Fort Hays State University, Northwest Kansas Technical College, and North Central Kansas Technical College. The bill enables the institutions to partner to make educational programs and student services more accessible by breaking down bureaucratic barriers to those services and to expand opportunities around apprenticeships, internships, and employment with local businesses. Connecting young people to good jobs right out of college is a critical way to keep local businesses vibrant and strong and to keep graduates living and working in Kansas, said Governor Kelly. This affiliation will do exactly that, helping rural Kansas meet the needs of critical industries, including agriculture and technology, end of quote. The Strategic Affiliation Institutional Partnership Initiative was created by the three college presidents as a way to address workforce challenges in rural Kansas. Presidents Ben Shears, Eric Burks, and I believe this is a powerful, unified, and essential step forward in our efforts to help rural students, businesses, and communities prosper in the face of daunting economic and demographic challenges, said Dr. Tisa Mason, who is the president of Fort Hays State University. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes, 6 in Independence and Beloit, and their satellite locations in Concordia, Osmer, Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. There is a farmer-to-farmer drought meeting today from 10 a.m. to noon. Mitchell County Conservation District is partnering with Farm Service Agency to bring you information about drought programs available to farmers this year. Meeting will be held in the meeting room of First Bank Beloit. For more information, call 738-5172. The Downs Golf Club is hosting a two-person scramble golf tournament on Saturday, June 17th, starting at 9 a.m. $60 per team entry fee, and includes the meal, skins, mulligans, and hole prizes. For more info, contact Heather, 454-1237. The Down celebration taking place today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Today on the schedule, the carnival begins at 6 o'clock on the White Way. Kids bike race is at 6:30, Railroad Street in front of the pool. Kids pedal pool at 7 o'clock, registration at 6:45 at Railroad Street in front of the pool for kids ages 4 to 13, prizes at each division. Bingo taking place tonight as well at the City Pool Shelter. And the beer garden opens at 8 o'clock, must be 21 to enter. And you can, if you haven't already, bought your tickets for the carnival at the Down celebration, you can still do so, but you'll need to do that there at the carnival tonight, tomorrow, or Saturday. And then tomorrow, the carnival at 6 o'clock, the golf cart poker run at 6:30, 7 o'clock, the Downs Arts Council Variety Show at the Downs Depot, Magic Bruce Show at 7:30 on White Way Stage, Beer Garden opens at 8, and Lazy Wayne Band live in the Beer Garden, no cover charge, at 9 o'clock. And we'll tell you more about Saturday's schedule coming up tomorrow, but for the full look at the schedule and more information, you can visit the Downs Chamber of Commerce Facebook page or go to downschamber.com. That's the news this hour. For the latest local news information, visit our website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, kdcountry94.com. And don't forget to download the free KD Country 94 app on your smartphone.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
Deep left center by McLean. He crushes a three-run homer.
That homer put the Rens up 6-1 on their way to a 7-4 win over the Royals on Wednesday night in Kansas City. More on the game coming up in this sportscast. Also, a local sports note, as Keisha has announced the state basketball sites for 2024. Royals have lost a player for the season, and the A's have an update on their stadium progress, possibly moving to Las Vegas. It's all coming up in this sportscast on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. You know, local sports, the Kansas State High School Activities Association announced the host sites for the 2024 state basketball tournaments on Wednesday, with Manhattan already announcing they would not be able to host the two-way state tournament due to Kansas State wanting to host home games in the final week of the Big 12 conference season. A new venue was needed. The Kobe Events Center will be that new venue. They will host the 1A Division I state tournament in March of 2024. Dodge City will now host two-way state tournament in basketball, usually in Manhattan. The other five tournaments will remain in their same locations, 3A at Hutchinson, 1A Division 2 at Barton County and Great Bend, while 4A will be at Solana, 5A at Emporia, and 6A at Wichita. For more info on the host sites for state basketball, you can find the full story at ncksports.com. Well, that's sort of the beginning of the sportscast. The struggles continue for the Kansas City Royals with a 7-4 loss to the Reds Wednesday night at the K. The Reds scored 6 of their 7 runs on 4 home runs, getting a 3-game sweep despite out-hitting Cincinnati 15-7. The Royals went just 2-for-15 with runners in scoring position and left 14 runners on base. Manager Matt Quatrero addressed those struggles.
Are there guys that are probably trying to hit a three-run homer at times? Yes. But other times, I think, you know, we've put some good at-bats together and didn't have a lot to show for it, you know, not just tonight, but over the course of this streak. Do I think the guys are feeling the fact that we've lost 9 in a row? Yeah. But I don't think it just manifests itself only when there's guys in scoring position.
Along with losing their last 9, the Royals have now lost 12 of 13, dropping to 18-50 on the season. Catcher Salvador Perez left the game in the third inning after getting hit by a pitch on his right hand, but has a contusion and has been listed day-to-day. The Royals have today off before starting a 3-game series with the Angels on Friday in Kansas City. Prior to Wednesday night's game, the Royals announced that first baseman Vinny Pasquantino would miss the rest of the 2023 season. Pasquantino aggravated an injury during Friday's game with the Orioles, and it was found to be a torn labrum in his right shoulder. He will undergo surgery to have it repaired. He finishes the season with a .247 batting average, 9 homers, 26 RBI, and 61 games with the Royals. The club expects him to be ready by spring training in 2024. Finally, in sports and in baseball, after the Nevada Senate approved the new stadium bill for the A's to move to Las Vegas, the Nevada legislature gave final approval for public funding to cover a portion of the proposed $1.5 billion stadium on the Las Vegas Strip. The final version of the bill has $380 million of taxpayer money going to the project, was approved by a 25-15 majority vote from the Assembly. The only steps remaining now are the Nevada Governor Joe Lombardo signing the bill into law and the MLB owners approving the move to Las Vegas, both of which are fully expected to happen. That's a look at sports and your sports leader in North Central Kansas, KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Downes.